bed. Wake up, put the smoke down, clear your head. Serenonics on the radio. Pour another coffee, crack another beer. We're guaranteed to wake you up, the lightning on the air. So wake up, get your ass up out of bed. Wake up, Serenonics on the air.
Kevin, I'm afraid of the dark. You can't do that.
Should we light some candles?
It's like doing a midnight show, man.
Totally, man.
It's like astro bowling.
That's the best part of the morning show, is you get like basically, I mean, theoretically, this isn't even morning. This is the middle of the night.
Right.
More or less the end of the night. So it's kind of like we're a night / early morning show.
It's always dark.
Do your night owl voice, man, if you were like the overnights. Go ahead.
I'd be called the Reaper. I'd be like, I'd come on at midnight. I'd be like, it's 1 past midnight, and the Reaper's here to rock you out.
I'd be called the sleeper.
For the rest. Yeah. The nodder.
Exactly. Are we on?
Yeah.
So Kevin Smith back in the studio.
A man that just loves punishment.
As promised.
I'm a little disappointed, dude. I mean, I know you're a radio geek and you love it and stuff, but it seems like you should have other things going on in San Francisco.
It's true.
I really don't.
I'm just saying.
Not my town,
it's
sir.
It's just a little, I'm not going to say a letdown, but you know, usually it's cool. Like when the big shots are in town, they go out, they see the best of the city, they come in maybe 8, 9 o'clock. Man, what a great city! I went out and did this. I blah blah. I rolled with blah blah blah.
I could barely get up to come on your show today.
And I went to Steve Jobs' house, and you know, we played video game. You know, right. Like some kind of exciting.
Does he live here in the Bay Area?
I'm sure he's staying. Right? I mean.
He lives everywhere. It's his world. We just.
Sure, I can make up stuff if you want.
That's cool.
I went to a bear bar last night.
Oh, nice.
A bunch of twinks and cubs came home with me and.
That's what I'm saying.
Dropped them.
That's what I'm saying.
In my mouth.
You there got the you high go. Score in Medieval Madness.
A little teabagging.
I did. I got a bit. I got about 12 million. Wait, and I'm only on my first ball.
So yeah, that's good. A solid first ball.
That is right.
The highlight of the day.
I got some pride there. No, I did nothing. I went and did Macworld yesterday, which is still going on, as we all know, until. Thursday?
Yes.
I guess.
It goes on forever, dude.
It's a long time.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It's a long time to hype, you know, a phone.
There's a lot more going on than that phone, but that phone.
Sure.
You've seen the phone?
Dude, that's all that's in the newspaper today.
I can't wait to hear
you really make
breakdown.
It through this entire show, the 7 o'clock hour, 6, you'll just be like, wow. I never thought I'd listen to a radio show talk about a phone so much, because apparently that's what everyone's talking about.
I can't wait, sir. June can't come soon enough. It's my kid's birthday month, but I don't care. It's the phone month now.
Yeah.
Phone month. On.
Everyone's getting one?
I want one. I don't care about
anybody. Oh, you'll
else.
Get one. Oh, my God. You spoke at Macworld, for God's sake. How did it go?
It was great. It was totally great. It was a 1,500-seater, and it was packed, and people were standing. Oh. And
people were clapping?
Leaving. No, yeah, they were clapping. It was good. It was a different crowd, though. It's not like doing one at a comic book show. Like, I go to the Comic-Cons. Like,
sure.
They have WonderCon here. And
yes. People are dressed in costumes.
Comic-Con.
Sure,
well,
sure.
Aside from, like, yeah, nobody's dressed up. But
yeah.
But there are fewer chicks in the audience at this Q&A than
wow.
Even at the Comic-Con Q&A.
Is that possible?
Really?
I didn't notice, but my wife pointed it out. And then I realized at the end of it all that not a single chick had come up to the mic to ask a question. She was like, there are far fewer girls there.
Chicks like walk into Macworld and walk out men.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, walk in and a stash immediately comes in.
Jesus.
So I did that for an hour and a half and left, went back to the hotel, and never left the hotel for the rest of the day.
So your wife and daughter are here with
just
you?
Just my wife.
Oh, just your wife. Your daughter has school.
Never left the hotel.
Just stayed.
That's what I'm saying.
That's nice.
Yeah. Getting some exercise.
It was all right. She went and got a wax yesterday, so
oh.
Yeah, it was kind of sweet.
That's good times. We should call her and see what she did.
Time.
She probably went
yeah.
out in the city.
Call
had a blast.
Her. She'd be like, "F you, click."
Spend all Kevin's
she's
money.
Sleeping.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, what is the best that San Francisco has to offer?
Crabs.
Really?
You haven't
see,
been down to the Wharf?
Guy. Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm so
haven't you walked along and
person.
Seen all our lovely pieces of artwork?
Totally, man.
I mean,
I've seen it. Believe me, I'm not just in the city. I just can't imagine
lots of interesting,
what would pull me out of the hotel.
Lots of interesting homeless people to talk to.
Sure.
Hey, Kevin, I invited you to a movie last night.
Oh, is he talking to me? I should
yes, he is headphones. Talking to you.
What were you saying, sir?
Hey, Kevin, I invited you to a movie last night.
You did, sir.
That's the best San Francisco has to offer right there.
The Hollywood.
Yes.
It was the movie. I totally skipped the movie. Hey,
what was
there's
the movie?
Alpha Dog.
Oh, you skipped it, huh?
I did.
Why? Is that the one about the kids who killed the kid or something?
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake is in it.
Wild, man.
And he's got
tattoos. Killing back.
Based on a true story.
Based on a true story. Whoa. Played at Sundance last year. Took him a year to release that movie. Yeah. No, I did not. I didn't go. I just sat in, watched a lot of TV. TV is terrible.
Yes.
Just real bad. I don't know because I watch DVDs quite often. You know,
that was the realization of last night.
I don't really want to say anything quite revolutionary yet this early, but TV's not good.
Mm.
But so I didn't make it out to the movie. Hooman, there's that dude, Patrick, Hey Comedy, who called up yesterday.
Yeah.
Posted your review of Clerks 2 on the website.
What do you think, Kevin?
I didn't listen to it because it was a Safari browser. You want to pull it up, Matty? You don't need to pull it up right now, but...
What is it again?
It's at the viewaskew.com message board.
Get on it, Matt.
That guy Patrick, man, huh? He's so thorough. Patrick. Thank God we got listeners like that.
It's good to have motivated people like that, man. You know, search something out, get some audio, actually post it on a website. It's very impressive.
Gunning for your job. He actually did more work for the show than you did yesterday.
Probably.
Did you ever go to
Which
Mac
one of
World?
Us are you talking to?
Yeah, really. That goes everywhere. I'm just lobbing that ball out there.
Strike one.
I'm gonna go today.
You're gonna go today?
Yeah.
It's a big show, man. If you go to WonderCon, it's one of the Moscone halls.
It takes up the whole thing, right?
This is both
east,
buildings,
west, north,
man.
South,
either you
southeast.
Cross the street, it's going on. It's insane.
Yeah.
Lots of folks. But they keep saying, like, you know, the 40,000, 50,000 people come through, which doesn't seem big to me.
Does that seem big to you?
No, San Diego Comic Con is over 100,000 people.
That's comic books, dude. This is a computer company.
I know, but more people you'd imagine have computers than
most
comics.
People using computers don't have the time to take, you know, 4 days off and go check it out. That's
and Mac point. Is a smaller slice.
Good point.
I mean, people who are super enthused by their Macs are often, you know, busy being creative at home.
That's
true.
It's
like,
putting
together
their iPhoto.
Sure.
It's like how many people own a Dio record versus how many people have seen Dio live. You know what I'm talking about?
That was the exact comparison I was on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah. A lot of people don't have the opportunity,
that's a random poll, sir.
To go, you know, rock out in person
do
with
you get
Steve Jobs.
Do you get $5 every time you mention Dio?
Hey, man, I'm a big Dio supporter. Everyone's bitching about the president. I try to say, hey, Dio for president. There's that small movement that, like, 100 people joined throughout the nation. Dio for president.
Ronnie James in the White House?
Yeah. We tried to make it happen, you know. No one jumped on my bandwagon, and whatever. That's why.
Does a single person in the audience of this show know who Ronnie James Dio is, besides you?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I think you underestimate the power of Generation Alice. I really do.
Generation Alice.
I really do. I mean, it's a very...
All I know, sir, is I listen to those call-ins.
It's
call-ins.
Pasty.
Those call-ins tell the tale. How many women yesterday were like, you know,
who
just dropped my
Kevin
kids
Smith
off at
guy?
School? Yeah, there was a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Just dropped my kid off at school.
Why won't he be quiet?
My husband's off at work.
On the couch naked.
Well,
my gardener.
This is morning radio, you know.
Soccer
people
moms.
Getting up and going to work. But we know you have, you know, it's funny because we do have a lot of guy listeners, but they're always like, oh, yeah, no, I listen because of my girlfriend.
Sure. I mean, dude, like the station logo is a daisy.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's what.
Yeah, they're
me.
Going exactly. for the chick audience. There's no question about it.
But who goes for the guy? I know you probably don't like to talk about the competition, but who goes for the guy audience?
I think The Bone is maybe going for the guy audience.
There's a station called The Bone.
They got
Bone.
The rock girl.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, they do the wet t-shirt contests. So, I guess
with a name like The Bone, you're really just kind of laying it out there, putting it on Front Street and saying, you know what we want.
Bone.
Yes. Mm. And what are they do the wet, you guys don't do wet t-shirt contests?
But we do amongst ourselves.
Oh, sure. Here in the studio, of course, reigning champion is Maddie.
Yeah. How far would you go for some ratings, Sarah? How far would you go?
Well, if I didn't have ratings, then maybe... Then you could ask me the question.
That's a great thing about it.
How far did you go for ratings down? What's the number one in this town? Probably urban radio?
Actually, Spanish radio.
Okay.
Number
really?
One.
By how far of a margin?
By tons.
By tons.
Okay, so somebody says, look, we have a chance to do
Kevin, if you want a future
Spanish
entertainment,
stuff.
Start doing movies in Spanish, bro. Yeah. Either that or Chinese.
That's the key. Did you see that story about how there's a business, I think in Texas, taking pesos now?
Yeah, I did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pizza place.
Yeah, called Pesos.
And it's called Pesos? Funny.
They're coming back, man.
Bring back the peso.
Take back their territory. But if somebody said to you, I guarantee you, we will get the ratings that the Spanish station has.
If you do this.
Wet t-shirt contest. And then you got to mash them against this window.
Are you saying I have to put on a wet t-shirt and mash them against the window, or we just have chicks to
Nobody's
do it?
Nobody's interested in the man boobs of a Matty Stouter.
Dude, we're in San Francisco.
Yeah,
take that back.
That's true. My bad. You know, it's
fun,
so underplayed, though. I forget that we're in San Francisco sometimes.
Yeah, dude, please, man.
I generally go from the hotel to the station, and between there, there's no...
Sure. There's human. There's interaction
with
humans.
There's no gayness. I don't see a lot of gayness.
I probably have more gay groupies and female groupies.
You have lots
I get emails
of
at least, you know, at least, well, I won't lie, once a month of a guy that wants to have sex with me.
Really?
Women, never.
Yeah.
Yeah, but welcome to my world, sir.
Yeah.
12 years of that. Nobody, no chicks want Silent Bob, but there are a bunch of dudes out there who would...
Oh, don't
like to make him scream.
Short.
Take it, yeah.
I'm going to unsilence Bob.
At least they don't want me to give it. How weird would that be? Like, I'm a big fan, I want you to service me. Like, well... It doesn't work that way, does it?
I'm a big star.
I'm a giver. If I went that way, I imagine
I would.
Yeah.
You'd give him a little reach around.
I'm a bottom, you know.
You are in your relationship with your wife.
That's true. So why wouldn't that extend into
the
male area?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
And when I say male area, I mean...
Male area.
The wiener.
Male areas.
Can you still say wiener?
You brought that up at the talk you did yesterday, and apparently the organizers were very surprised that you would be so blue.
Yeah, apparently
I guess his
wife
was saying that like some of the people were kind of freaking out backstage.
I would not say
there
was mass consternation, but there was a bit of like
mass consternation.
Oh, this is what
this is
what he talks about.
This is what
I thought
Smith
they'd
does.
Be talking about Max.
You didn't talk. Really, you didn't talk about the computers at all.
Few people asked, like very few people asked Mac oriented questions.
Really?
You know, I think it was actually nice to have somebody there that wasn't just like
it was a break
preaching the Kool Aid.
Yeah.
But I mean, break on day one. I don't know how effective that is.
Yeah. Well, they probably got other people lined up. You know what I'm saying?
Sam, you're on the air.
Oh my God, I'm really live. Hello.
Hey,
anyway,
so.
I stand corrected.
Oh my God, hold on. I was just listening, like. And I was like, this is San Francisco. Duh, they're going to be great groupies. Hello. My gosh, what are we talking about? Like Mac computers and stuff.
Know,
come on.
Really?
I don't know. We're just yapping. Hey, so who's cuter, Silent Bob or No Name?
Oh, my gosh.
Which
Do
one?
You even have to answer that?
You have to.
No Name's cut, dude. Go for
No Name for sure.
Wow. Oh, really?
I would
Talk
jump that so fast you don't even know.
Talk dirty to me, Sam. Mm-hmm.
He would jump that so fast you don't even know.
Man, oh man.
No
it's
Name.
It's going to be a great day.
No Name, you look like a muscle queen to me.
Oh, muscle queen.
You know,
I love that.
I swear to God, one of my goals here in radio is to get, like, they have this thing, and you've probably never heard of it, it's called a GLAAD Award, where like the gay community, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
They say, hey, man, you're down with the gays, cool. And
yeah.
I just think it'd be a cool thing to have.
And we are down with the gays. I mean,
I know you guys are down with the gays. You guys are always talking about gays, and I'm like, oh, this is, like, so cool because, you know
so
what?
Nice
I'm like, right now I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm just kind of like, oh, like, it makes me feel good.
Uh-huh. Are you now, are you super hairy, or are you pretty hairless, or what?
Oh, my God, hairless, please.
This guy's totally
hairless.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Definitely a hairless homo.
See, maybe it'd be better to be gay. I look in the mirror, I just feel, I say, oh, God, as well, but in a different way
altogether. I look in the mirror, and I'm beautiful. It's like,
yeah.
Whoa.
You're beautiful.
It's great to be beautiful.
It is.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm happy you're having
good
a beautiful
you,
day so far.
Sam,
well,
what?
Thank
Sam
you so
really
much.
Opens the day in a great way.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah,
thanks for your energy.
How long
support,
you been up?
Energy,
Sam, what are you, Sam,
you know,
what are you doing?
Like,
Sam.
Yeah.
What are you doing up this early?
He's looking
oh my
himself
gosh,
in the mirror.
I'm on my way to work.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. What do you do?
And what are you doing, sir?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
Britney Spears
saying.
Stylist. Nobody wants
well,
to talk
it's
about
it's not what I do in real life. It's what I do in the after hours that matters. Okay?
Hey.
That's
there
true.
You go, sir.
I'm
job,
not defined
Sam.
By my job.
I bet you're a mechanic, aren't you?
You get all greasy and sweaty.
Well, believe it or not, hold on. Believe it or not, actually, when people have problems with their houses, like, sometimes I am the person who tries to fix things.
That's
not
awesome.
That I do a very good job, but...
You're the handyman.
Are you able to maintain...
Oh, handy indeed. I know how to work the tools.
That boy knew that was coming. Are you able to maintain that personality, Sam, or do you have to launch into a different character at your job?
Yeah, not many people at my work know I'm gay. So.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
So there's not so many, oh my God.
So you know, oh my God, you have a leak. Oh my God, it's wet in here.
I think it's more like, hey, I'm saying.
Well, if you want it to be
man.
Wet, I sure can make it that way.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks, Sam. Have a great day.
Oh my God, sorry, you're going to kick me off the air. Bye.
Later, Sam.
You know, I appreciate that. That was a fantastic gay caller I think I've ever heard here.
You see, you want more gay callers?
More gays.
Not so much.
We try to reach out,
just
though,
one is proof.
I've offered to like be like in like the spread of like those honcho magazines and stuff, and like there's this one bear who's like, yeah, dude, I'll make it happen. Nothing.
I know. And you would be great
air,
in that.
Get on the air every morning and talk about what a sloppy party bottom you are.
Sure.
Hey.
I have leakage right now.
No, were you
tons
willing?
Tons of people calling in.
My socks are crusty.
Were you willing to go totally nude in honcho?
Sure.
Yeah, you're down
man.
With that, huh?
As long as it gets me a GLAAD award.
Now, can I ask you, in honcho, are people, because here's my issue.
Sarah, I have to be honest with you. I'm not an expert on honcho. I've been looking for, hetero porn and seen and going, whoa!
But I'm just wondering if they're talking, if it's sort of fluffed magazine or if it's a
hardcore.
Well, if it's just
oral?
No, is there some
oral genital? Oh,
is arousal? Is it just completely?
I would probably prefer to be
a little semi at least.
Yeah, something.
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
So people.
Although that's what you want to do. You don't want to be.
Like, I don't want any action
soft.
In there.
You want to come in there.
Well, yeah,
and that's
know,
been my
at
issue
least
with
half
Playgirl.
Mass. At least you know.
Something going on
your way
flow.
There.
What if they want you to have like a couple D's in your face? You know, like that.
No, dude. As long as there's, I mean,
you want a solo
now by
spread.
D's, you
you
mean,
want a solo
yeah,
spread?
Yeah, can't they Photoshop that stuff?
Yes,
peni.
There you go.
Yeah,
multiple.
You're smiling with thumbs up, and there's two peni on either side of your face.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what Photoshop's
cool.
for, right?
If it meant a few more.
Are they saluting or are they just hanging loose?
That was the question. Nathan, you're on the air.
They're literally poking his eye.
Hey, what's up, guys? I just want to call and give you guys props on a good show yesterday, man. You guys got real good chemistry, and I listen to you guys all day, all morning, from when you come on to when you go off. I listen to you guys all day.
Hey, Nathan, that's the kind of dedication we're looking for. The rest of you 15-minute listeners, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, seriously.
Come on.
Hey, man, you guys got good chemistry. I'm a garbage man, so I get in and out of the truck all day. So you guys had me in the truck listening. I didn't want to get off, listen to radio. So. You know what? Kevin, you sound like, I didn't know, I couldn't put the name to the face. You sound like Philip Seymour Hoffman, man.
Wow. Right on. So I got that going
You've
for me.
You've placed him, though, since then. Is that correct? You must
yeah,
have seen a Jay and Silent Bob film at some point in your life.
Yeah, I have, but I couldn't. I didn't know the name to the face, and then I looked him up on the internet yesterday, and, that's who he is.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Nathan. Picking up garbage.
They have laptops and garbage trucks now?
Probably.
He said he went home.
This is very affluent. Oh, okay.
Have you seen trash trucks lately, dude?
No, they must be.
They're nice, man.
Tricked out.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Pimp my trashy ride.
Mm.
Stinky ride.
Exactly.
What does it say when the dude's like, I usually get in and out of the truck, but I didn't yesterday.
Well, he just, he was listening to the show.
That's what I'm saying.
So when we're doing our job, people are late for work.
That's
how we look at
that's,
it.
That's
we want to keep you
good.
In your car.
Is that why you try to do not the best show as possible so that the city continues
right.
to function?
Exactly. That's why we try to keep it down.
I got you. Somebody called you early on and said, pace yourself, man, because if you guys do
right.
too good,
that's what it's
then
all
that's
about.
The
city
bar.
Shuts down.
That's where the bar is set, too, and you have to maintain that.
And I think that's what Kevin would find out if he did radio on a day-to-day basis. He would come in thunderous. I would even give Kevin, because he does have great verbal skills, and he's definitely an interesting person, has had a lot of interesting life experiences that probably most people haven't just via his career.
Sure.
Definitely via my career.
7-8 months.
And then be like,
and then
repeat.
The exhaustion
yeah.
would just
yeah.
set in.
Yeah.
Well, watching
yeah.
Kevin do the 4 hours we did in L.A., the first part was no games. We're going to do things this way. And then by the second half, it was like,
bring those games.
Bring those
games.
Bring
the
games.
Quick, run down to Toys R Us and buy some games.
I understand it now. Come on, get some games.
Can we play Risk? What's a really long game? Monopoly. Let's get it on.
I would constantly be opening up the phone lines, just be like, it's your show. Go.
Yeah,
a
lot of places do that, and it's
Anthony. It's your show. It's go.
Suddenly,
yo, what's up, Kevin Smith? How you doing, Dirty Jersey in the He's House? Just
good
wanted to say that Clerks 2 was the best movie ever, aside from Star Wars.
Thank you.
I laughed the whole time, and I was sober.
Right on, sir.
Dude, have you seen Club Dread, Anthony?
No, not yet.
Check it out.
I'll get it, no name. All hey, right. You guys have a good day. I got to get to work, but hey, I'm going to keep listening. Take it easy.
Right. Thank you, Anthony.
Man.
Warren, go ahead.
Hey, I was just wondering if we can go back to Sarah and the wet t-shirt pressed against
you
the
glass. If we can
I
go back
you,
to me
Sarah.
Being about 30, that would be fine.
I hear you, man.
Thank you,
just mashed
machine.
Up against
yeah.
the glass.
Put me in a time machine, make me 19 again.
Yeah, it's unnecessary. Those they never
boobs
age, you know. Boobs
true.
Are boobs, man.
I
know you're like,
I
got two kids. And
no, I have. I actually, my boobs are holding it together. I have because they're not too big.
There you go, man.
That's
worth a few ratings if you do like a Mash 'em Monday. where like you get a bunch
every
of listeners
Monday
outside
from
the
seven
window.
To eight,
yes,
I mash
and
my
all you
boobs
have to do
up
is
while you do the
you
news.
You do it once for like
it's a mashup.
Once on Monday for 60 seconds, and they're not even bare. You're wearing a top, but your top
is
just
wet
and, wet and hence sure. translucent.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll
jot that down. We're on to something, Maddie. We're on to something here.
You know, I didn't throw up.
Yeah, not that bad. KLLC San Francisco. Thanks, Maddie.
Would it be heartbreaking if you, let's say, all right, you know, first mash of Monday, you know, you get a few people down there.
Testy Tuesday.
A lot of people. Testy Tuesday. Well, that's what happens when mash of Monday fails. Testy Tuesday might actually play better in this town.
Yeah.
But by the third mash of Monday, do you think you'd
no
be a little heartbreaking if, like, there were 15 people out there? And would you be like, I don't want to do it, Maddie? And he's just like, do it, Sarah.
You have to do it. These people showed
They're
up
They're
going to
write about it in the radio column and the Chronicle. Just do it.
Kevin, when I
yeah,
first...
that's what I want to be known for.
the boob chick.
I'm the chick who mashes her boobs
Kevin,
every Monday morning.
Kevin, when I first joined the show, we tried to do some physical challenges.
They were going to be
creative.
Great.
They were. I mean, this is probably, I think, probably one of the greatest radio things that ever happened that literally lasted like for a week. I think, was it every day at 6 o'clock or like once a week?
Once a week,
the Stiffy Challenge.
And we only got to do it once.
The Stiffy Challenge, and here's what it was. Because, you know, basically, radio, what is it about? It's all about wet t-shirt contests and stuff you're talking about.
You're taking it in the other direction.
Let's take it in the other direction. Let's have a dude come in here, drop his pants in front of Sarah, or just right now, you come in, go, I can do this, drop your pants, and what was it, 1 minute?
1 minute.
1 minute to
become aroused
with no
touching.
Get out of here.
And
no
some
touch.
People signed up for it.
Oh,
like, they
yeah.
came in, and we had a pretty good, I can't remember what the prizes were, but there was some good motivation.
I think there was money. I think we were dropping like $500 and $100 every week.
And the reason it came up was because, you know, the station I used to work for in New York would have guys come in all the time, and I would always, none of guys ever was able to do anything, even with, like, arousal around,
mm-hmm.
because it's so weird being in here.
Yeah,
right?
You got an audience.
Yeah. So guys would call up, and they're like, I could do it.
Where are they doing
and no
it?
One could
in,
do it?
Was it in this room?
Yeah, it was right
room.
Here.
Where are they standing?
They were standing right by Sarah.
Right
where your hands
were
are.
Were they here?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were within 5 feet.
Yeah, and they would drop trout, and they tried to, and no guy could do it, right?
No. But to see
literally drop their pants?
To see the effort and the techniques that people were trying to do was hilarious. And I literally think
just
it was like
closing
probably,
their eyes and
it's probably one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. We did it, I think, once. And the crackdown that came down from the uppers at this station, it was like, this, you are going to ruin the Alice name. You know how many years we've worked to give this station credibility, and now you're going to blow it with this smut and disgust. What are you guys thinking?
We're like
we're
listen,
just trying to have fun.
Sarah's not going to blow anything, I assure you.
Exactly. She's a married woman.
Did you, so you
much.
Saw a bunch of free wieners?
I didn't get to see that many.
Kevin,
only
how
only
many?
A couple. Maybe three.
There was a dude.
Were you excited at all?
No. Well, they weren't,
come
so
on.
I wasn't.
Really? Kevin. Just seeing free wieners? If somebody came in here with free boobs, I'd be like, right on.
There was a dude that came in. And he had this tattoo, and I'm like, dude, is that sperm tattooed on your arm? And he goes, yeah. And he lifts up his shoulder, and he has an anatomically correct tattoo of his wang on his upper arm.
No.
And I was like, wow.
He was
that's
proud.
That's a fan, man.
And it covered up his whole arm. I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That
there's
is
no getting
fan.
Away from that.
Yeah.
Big with the ladies, I assume?
I think he was.
No, I don't think he was into the ladies.
That's a great game, man.
It was great.
And
yeah.
they shut it down.
They were having none of it.
You know what? That is a challenge.
It is a challenge, I'm telling you.
Were they coming in with as No Name said earlier, a little blood flow, or no? Just
they were not supposed
were they
to
not,
have.
Were they allowed
we would,
to stretch, or no?
No.
No touch.
And they were in here for a couple minutes. We would talk to them
in
for
advance
a few minutes
of the
first
actual
so that we could make sure that they
unveiling,
weren't,
they weren't
right.
allowed to touch
no.
or anything.
Yeah.
That's smart,
no
man.
No touching.
And this was pre-Janet Jackson, by the way.
When
it's
mean,
also
oh,
radio.
Right.
Why
true.
Does anybody care? It's radio. It's like for all
because
the audience
we were
truly knows.
About it.
There's no one even
nobody's
there.
Even there.
Community
it's
standards.
Maddie doing, standing there.
All right, we're getting late here. You know what I'm going to do is traffic first. Okay. Hey, Kathy, did you get my email last night?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't?
No, at school.
Oh, come over here today.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm great.
You hear all this wiener talk going on?
Yeah, it's making me hot.
Right? I knew it today.
Well, me and
the
Kathy
day.
Have a little secret thing going on,
oh,
too.
Oh, we do.
So,
Sarah and I do.
She's really not in a traffic tower. She's under the desk.
I am.
Hello, Kathy.
It's some kind of
she's very talented
bring out
linguist.
The gimp type kid.
You know what I would argue, though? I would argue that chicks probably get more turned on, and this, I could totally be wrong, which I probably am, but chicks probably get more turned on hearing about, like, a chick on a chick than just like a dude talking about his junk.
You know what is it? No, I don't get turned on by guys talking about
chicks
junk.
Chicks don't get turned on by anything. That's what I'm saying. Girls don't get turned on about like wiener talk.
No,
Maddie's
but
got a point.
Girls, get turned on knowing that they can turn guys on by making out with each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's. I think that's a huge...
That's a turn on.
Because I'm not necessarily into chicks, but I... You know, you see what it does to
what
guys.
What would you rather see? Excluding your husband, would you rather see a naked woman or a naked man?
A naked woman, actually.
Yeah. That's
I just think,
that's
I think true boobs of most are great. Women. I love hit. And plus, I would love to judge, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a look, do a compare and contrast mm-hmm. with my own.
Turned on women is a myth. None of you guys ever get turned on.
That's not true,
I don't
dude.
Think so.
That's not true.
Well, that's very sad for you. And now
wow.
that
yeah,
how long have you been married? How long have you been married?
To his
wow.
roommate.
Ouch.
Western Lexus Dealers, your first sponsor. Take it away, Kathy.
It's 6:05. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thank you,
the
Kathy.
The drinks have stuff in them, so.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, you're on a liquid diet. How's that affect the old.
Every other day you're stolen.
But I mean, is it like.
Oh, loose? It's not massive.
Loosey goosey.
I mean, when I'm eating.
No, 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 no. I'm not saying massive. I'm saying, is it like. Did you pick it up with a straw?
No, no, no. There's some mass to it. But okay. Every other day, but it's tiny. It's like a. Like, you got a couple kids.
Well, that's good for you.
Not like, what do they call it when you first have a baby?
Meconium?
Not that, but it's like when they start getting a little more solid, when you start getting
Pebbles.
Some of that Gerber.
Yeah.
But, when I'm eating, though, I no lie, I literally drop a deuce. Can you say that on radio?
Yeah.
Drop a deuce no less than 5 times a day.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Now
that's
a
constant
outflux.
That's the amount of material that I put into my body. Just has to keep coming out.
Now, this is the kind of talk
that's
that gets chicks hot.
Yeah. Dude, I am hot.
That's what I'm saying. How often
right
do you go, Sarah? How often
every other to every third day.
Whoa.
Do you really, like, chicks do it so little. I remember my old lady once went, like, almost a week without doing it.
That's
and I was
happened.
Like, how are you not in the hospital? And when do you do your reading?
True.
That is where I do all my, all my best thinking.
Yeah, totally. Sure. How do you get away, man? Yeah. Do your best thinking, surrounded by your own stink. Alice, 97.3.
Thank you.
Sarah, no name.
Guilty
Kevin
pleasure.
Smith sitting
actually, we're going to...
6:07.
We can skip it this morning. It's a little late.
What was it?
Did you pick it?
I can have one. I've got a bunch here.
Well, what was it? We'll decide if we want to
hear it. Juice Newton.
Angel
oh,
of the
easy.
Morning?
Yeah. Easy, dude.
Anybody?
Passing, moving
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we'll pass.
All right.
Some of the little balls to it, sir. About
no,
little,
it's a guilty pleasure.
This is guilty
it's a
pleasure.
Song you love even though it's not cool.
Regardless,
okay,
it's something
pleasure,
with little
Kevin?
Balls to it.
Yeah, what's your guilty pleasure?
Let's Sarah by Starship.
Really? That's a good one.
That is a great guilty pleasure.
That is bad.
And I love that,
what
of
was
course.
The song we were calling for yesterday? It's Maddie, look it up. He found
Don't Break the Oath.
The Twisted Sister.
Oh, yeah.
I might have...
The price.
We have Who's Human from
what
Folsom
is your,
Street.
What is your guilty, your metal guilty pleasure?
Warrant, for sure. Come on. Poison.
It's tough, dude.
A little tough. Heaven isn't too far away.
I would say it's not even a ballad. I'd probably say it's like the Bullet Boys. Smooth up in ya.
Smooth up in ya.
You just feel stupid. You're like, oh my God, how am I rocking out to this song? It sucks.
That's like an 18 and life to go kind
I
of
I hate
Skid
everything
Row
about you.
Brief appreciation. Were you a big Skid Row fan?
I love Skid Row.
Not at all. Knew you were though?
Yeah.
All the chicks
dangerous.
Chicks love Sebastian Bach.
Sebastian Bach.
My girlfriend made out with him in a concert once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so
while he
I've
was on stage?
Not your wife, your girlfriend?
This was back in college. Yeah.
You should say ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend. My
former girlfriend.
While he was on stage mid-show, or was he viewing somebody else's show?
It was a post-show thing.
Mm. Yeah.
So you know when she says she made out with him, she'd...
I'm sure she had
banged him.
Hey.
No, those dudes don't have sex. They just get serviced.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you want to talk about kissing them vicariously.
All right, great. Let's go to break.
Kiss the tip.
Wow.
All right.
The tip, literally.
Human, we've got Who's Humans today from the Folsom Street Fair. And, of course, Kevin Smith is sitting all day. Later today, Augustana is in the Alice Lounge, so that's big, about 3 o'clock or so.
What's that mean?
We have a little acoustic lounge every single day.
You should hang out, Kevin.
You should.
When I didn't hear this yesterday.
Yeah, this is about 3:15 every day. They do a live band or they replay.
When
a
you guys
past
aren't
lounge.
Even here anymore.
But you should
That's
hang out.
Right.
No,
I'm pass. Promoting other stuff from the stage.
If they're playing music, I'm not talking. What is the point of being
sure.
here?
I agree.
What's the point of life?
I agree. All right, we'll be right back. Half-Assed News is next.
Radio Alice is the place to be. This is John from the Rhode Oiler String Band and Amazing Grace Music in San Anselmo. We always listen to Sarah No Name in the morning.
Thank you, Kevin. Yeah! Kevin Smith sitting in. Sarah
That's right.
No Name, Alice's morning show. It is Wednesday. That means it's Who's Human Day, Folsom Street Fair.
Oh, my God.
God. Kevin's going to hang out all day. We can't get rid of him.
Yeah, he's exciting.
I'm here, man.
That's Kevin Smith. You might have seen him at Macworld last night or yesterday afternoon or whatever. Yes, and he was rocking it and talking stuff and yeah.
Or maybe you've seen one of his kajillion movies.
Sure. I was up on stage sweating yesterday. Today and dressed.
Do you get all sweaty,
same,
like
pretty much,
like when you do like the big speeches, like motivating,
sure, I get all
ripping
sweaty
phone books and stuff.
When I breathe, so it doesn't. I don't even have to get active. I'm just standing up there,
bending metal bars. Come on!
You've never seen me Q&A, obviously.
No, I haven't.
I barely move.
Really?
Yeah.
I picture you strutting all around.
Totally, man.
You know, if you watch Evening with Kevin Smith or Evening with Kevin Smith 2, Evening Harder, there's a vast difference between the two. One, I stand behind a podium the whole time. The other, I'm actually working the stage.
Do you have notes and stuff when you stand at the podium?
No, it's all based on the audience, right? It's all just
Q&A.
There it is, the Q&A.
You,
not so much election.
Depend on the audience for the content of the speak.
That's exactly it. Without them, there's nothing.
I like it.
I'm like, thanks and good night. Nice.
I like it. Hey, Mount Rose makes half-assed news possible. And
half-assed
news. I do have a major announcement, Sarah. Yesterday, I fulfilled a lifelong dream of getting a motorcycle.
You got a motorcycle yesterday? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
What did you get?
Well, you know, I don't want to... I had my eyes set on the Victory 8 ball, but the price tag's just a little
too
much.
How much are those?
They're probably like 16G or so. If you get them all done right and stuff, and just don't got that kind of coin laying around. So I went for the polar opposite, Sarah, if you will. I bought a
Suzuki.
Bike. No, please. No, please.
Ducati.
Let's just put it this way. This bike broke down 6 times on its way home from Oakland last night. Took me 6 hours to get it home. It kickstarts. Not a piece of plastic on it.
What is it?
It's a piece of crap. So I went for the entire other side of the coin. I got a bike which is known as a Bullet. And I just like it because I was like, you know what, this is actually everything that I need in my life. Something, I need a bigger headache in my life. And I figured, you know, guns don't kill people, bullets kill people. It's the perfect bike for me. It's fantastic.
That was a death trap, sir.
Yeah, it was awesome.
You got to be surrounded by steel if you're going to be out in traffic.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with this bike. I was trying to get into second gear going over the Bay Bridge. It's literally, my friend Miles was accompanying me. The thing's going 30 miles an hour.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, come on, man! How do you get this thing out of first?
Why did you buy that particular bike?
And then we're sitting there. I'm okay, whatever. It's at least first gear. I'll just go 35 the whole way home. Whatever.
Sure.
It keeps dying, falling. You know, whatever. All kinds of problems. And I'm like, what the hell did I just buy?
And is your buddy Miles at this point driving behind you, riding on the bike, holding onto your waist?
Let's just put it this way. No, because we trucked over there. Let's put it this way. At about 10 o'clock last night, I literally picked up a 500-pound motorcycle and stuck it in the back of my truck. Because I'm like, I got to be at work and, like, freaking, you know, I got to get up in 6 hours. I don't got time to, like, sit here and try to troubleshoot this thing on the side of the road. But literally, I'm in first gear, and I start hitting the hills of San Francisco.
Oh, no.
And when it runs, it's you know,
oh, they're cool looking.
It's beautiful.
I just pulled one up.
Yeah, and
Royal Enfield. That's the best.
Yeah, British bike.
Yeah, it's going to be really easy to fix and find parts for.
Yeah.
Why not a hog, sir?
I got the cash for that crap, dude.
Really?
A lot of money, man. A lot of money.
How much was this bike?
$2,000.
You paid $2,000 for a bike you couldn't get out of first gear that broke down six times in the
way.
How
old are you?
Exactly. 33.
And it's taking you this long to get a motorcycle if it's been a secret obsession for life?
Yeah. No name. This is the perfect
motorcycle
for him.
Don't ride on my parade, mother effer.
Sorry. Good on you. Good on you, sir. Way to not wait till you were 40.
He wants to do the work himself. I'm sure of it. I mean, I know that this is going to be the thing that gets you out of the main part of your house where the children and the wife are down into the garage where the kegerator is.
Are you going to bring the kids on the bike?
Are you getting a sidecar?
No, hell no, dude. Are you kidding me? Right now the bike has a kind of a two-seater bike. That two-seater bike, that the seat's going off, getting the saddle on that thing. And I'm going to ride!
Is this similar to what your bike looks like?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, so if...
or is it a Thunderbird?
Yeah, it's got two wheels.
Yeah, it's got
handlebars.
Or is it a Bullet Machismo?
If you see a dude riding around on a bike that's smoking, stalling out, with a back flat tire... going about 30, getting run off the road by cars, that would be me.
Dude, get a sidecar. She's right.
Sidecar is just a bigger target for cars to run into.
You know what?
And it's it would also, people would just be able to pick you out on the road. They'd be like, there's that radio guy again.
Yeah, let's hit him.
Get an Alice sidecar. Put a daisy on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? Congratulations. I know. Since I've known you, you have been talking about this, and I think it's great.
Yeah. I envy you, dude. There's nothing out there that I've got a secret dream of. I'm like, one day I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Now you've peaked,
well, you're
though.
Rich,
you've peaked at 33.
You can buy whatever you want.
Yeah, I'm rich, bitch.
But I mean, but there's been that. But he could have done it, you know, a few years ago. He just kind of waited until
The thing is, yeah, exactly.
He waited until his life was over and he had two kids.
Exactly. And I'm like, I need another reason to get down in the garage where my kegerator is. I know. I'll buy another thing that doesn't work.
Either you let me get a motorcycle or I'm cheating on you. She's like, get a bike.
Get a bike. She's the one who got on the kegerator.
No, she's been wanting me to get a motorcycle.
What is the kegerator?
It's just a fridge for a keg.
Kevin Smith.
A fridge for kegs?
How do you relate to your audience and not know what a kegerator is?
I don't, sir. I don't drink.
He has a
kegerator. I know you don't drink, but
you have one at your house.
Do I?
You have one at your house. Upstairs in your bar, that's like a kegerator, the tap.
Really?
Yeah, if you have a place to keep a keg cold and tap it.
But you have a place to keep the keg cold underneath
it
and all that.
It keeps it cold.
That's
you hook it up with all the stuff, and it's got the tap on top. You actually have one, and you don't know it.
He's got a double tap, if I remember correctly, because I was quite in awe of the
bar. He's got a double kegerator?
Doesn't even
know idea.
No name. Who is this guy?
The giant dry bar for the ice.
Every once in a while, I try to have a beer, and I'm like, just doesn't taste good to me. Mm. You know what I've been noticing now that I'm not eating? Man, there are a lot of commercials for food. I had no idea. Like, every
TV.
Second commercial is about food. And I was staying
get
at the
cheese crust stuffed cheese grilled deluxe from
man.
Pizza Hut.
And
look how
was,
cheesy and greasy.
There were so many
is.
Food commercials that I was staying next door to Chevy's, and I was just like, man, I should go down to Chevy's.
Food is Kevin's motorcycle. It's what he longs for. It's what he longs for.
But the thing is, but you waited. The thing you long for is the thing you wait and then eventually build up to. I've been doing food since day one.
I know, but dude, you
I don't know what my thing
of
is.
It.
What
you
is
yourself
what's
of
mine?
The joy.
What's mine?
Your thing is making movies. You must get
no,
some
No, because
a
I've done that.
That.
The thing is,
the new phone.
He waited to... No, that can't be it because that's brand new. He waited like it's something
you're
that's
jealous
been
that
in
you
your
don't
blood.
Have a thing.
I'm not jealous.
Machine guns.
I admire him for having it.
Machine guns.
You're right. I've always wanted AK-47.
There you go.
No, you haven't.
Never once. I don't want a gun. I don't have one of those things, man. That's kind of cool. Did it feel cool buying it? I mean, I know it didn't feel cool riding it.
It was great. It was great because it's. I mean, literally, like the design of this bike hasn't changed. I think since they started making them in the 40s, it's literally like the same exact technology. I mean, it's just so you got to kickstart it. It's a pain in the ass, and the dude's like, can you kickstart a bike? And I'm like, I don't know, man. He's like, I can't get this one started, and the Miles was trying, and then I got on it and it went, and I put it in first.
So it was
I took
your
down the
bike.
Street, and I said, you know what? If I could kick it and start it, whatever.
What's the engine size? What is it, a 3?
So slow, man.
Is it a 350?
It's like 500cc.
It's a 500cc?
So slow. I can't even begin to tell you how slow it is. Bicyclists were passing me when I was going up Market Street.
Are you
going to
buy another one of these now for parts?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Because you say it hasn't changed since the 40s. There must be dead ones laying around everywhere.
I have no idea. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
It's a very uncommon bike.
I'm actually really happy for you.
I'm literally probably going to end up killing myself on it within a week.
Oh, God damn it. Don't say that.
Or at least end up hospitalized and like, be like wheelchair. And, like,
I'll be here for you, dude. Right. I'll fill in when you're all crippled from your
listen to
bike.
You hawking on his job the minute he gets a motorcycle.
I'll call in a bill.
I can smell it in the air.
Say something funny like I used to when that makes
you guys can wheel me out to like.
And anytime you call in from your respirator, we'll play I Want to Ride My Bicycle.
Totally.
Kevin, if I could do anything, I would just get back on that motorcycle. Oh, I need to tame the beast.
You do have disability, don't you?
I don't know.
It's Allison 97.3, Sarah, No Name, Alice's Morning Show.
It's a big day, people. I got a bike, man.
I thought you were going
to
make some kind
of
macro
announcement.
Did you
ride it to
work? Oh, no.
No, it doesn't run.
He couldn't even ride at home last night.
I swear to God. I drove
it does 30 miles per hour.
I drove Christy's car to work because literally it's in the back of my truck. I didn't want to unload it last night by myself because I would have broken my effing neck. So it's just sitting there. Which it'll probably sit there for another 3 months, actually.
You got kids. Make them do it.
That's true. They got to start doing something, man.
Totally. Earn their keep.
Pooping.
You going to bring your kids on the bike? If you ever get it
handlebars,
up.
Handlebars. That's what handlebars are made for, dude.
Throw the kid up front.
God. Yeah.
Bungee cord.
Exactly.
Death trap, sir.
Just be careful.
All my friends are into bikes. Muse, Brian, Scott, they all got bikes. I have no interest. I'm telling you, once my film got picked up back in, 94, I've never wanted to do anything remotely death-defying. Or not even death-defying. I just never put myself... I stopped going on roller coasters. Because I'm like, yeah, I'm like, you know, I won the lottery, man. I'm not going to chance it. So I just
you're a great insurance risk.
Wow.
I'm
easy
really
to get insurance.
Are you really paranoid of that, like getting hurt and stuff?
I really am, because I was. Really?
I get the thrill of death every time I ride it.
Oh, that's great! Without actually, you know, having the speed to do the job.
A slow death.
Right.
It's exactly. Like it's kind of. It's
I'll
like
see it coming.
It's the lung cancer of motorcycles.
Exactly. I'll see it coming. I'm like, oh. I'll be going through like a light. It'll be green. It'll turn yellow. It'll be red. I'll still be in the intersection trying to cross it. I'll see the bus coming.
Oh my God! That's funny. Oh Lordy!
But I'm I feel like a.
I can't believe you bought a British motorcycle.
I feel like I can't either. Dude, I can't either. You know.
Don't have any buyer's remorse. This obviously was the motorcycle for you. You kicked it. It started. You got it home somehow.
Somehow.
This is your bike.
Yeah. I bought a motorcycle for the back of my truck.
eBay, sir? eBay? Where'd you find it?
Craigslist, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
We love the Craigslist.
We can sit on it in your garage, at least. We can sit and drink beer on it.
Oh, the kids are going to be all over it.
That's exactly what I think I'm going to end up doing with it. I'll probably just never start it again, roll it in front of my kegerator, put a fan on my kegerator, just pour a beer, and just have the wind blowing in my hair.
Can I get on the back?
Yeah, totally.
That's why you need a projection screen, and you can have Kevin shoot.
I don't know if you know this, sir, but I work in the pictures, so I could probably come up with a nice background for you.
Different road trips?
Basically, it'd be like a rolling background, like two spools, and it's just painting. Rather than go high tech,
It'd
be like rolling
spools.
Soaring over California. California adventure.
Yeah. Yes. I'll be like, Chris, I'm going up for a motorcycle ride. Just go around the garage, pour myself a beer.
Vroom, vroom.
And her friends are like, man, aren't you ever scared he's going to hurt himself?
Totally.
Falling off onto his kegerator?
Exactly. Off and conk
his
head.
Well, it doesn't have a back tire, so we're not too worried.
Yeah, exactly. Keep the tires deflated.
All right, Kathy. Traffic is brought to us by Healthy Relief Cold Reduce. Healthy Relief.
Oh, it's a big day!
To feel your best fast. I had no idea how big a day it was.
Yes! It's all metal, baby!
All right. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to take a
light.
Quick break.
There's your light right there.
Oh, the mic light?
Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
That's nice.
We're keeping it moody in here, man.
Adventure.
Nice.
Adventure's begun.
Kevin, can we borrow some of your candles? I don't like
Yes.
You Kevin all moody? You're going to start playing footsie with me, dude? What's wrong with you, man?
Now that you got a bike, sir. Yeah.
I know.
Well, you know Kevin's in a chick flick.
Your hot factory just went
up. So that's it.
That's true. Catch and release, everybody.
I am a chick flick. What nice segue, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Happens three times a day.
Catch and release, January 26th in theaters.
You can see the trailer online. It looks really good.
Kevin looks
movie
good in
for
it.
This is the movie for this audience, I assure
Does
you.
Does it look really good, Matt, honestly?
Yeah, it does, actually. Yeah,
I thought it looks good.
It's a Jennifer Garner picture, sir.
And it's definitely the guy that steals the scenes that I've seen. It has been Kevin with the zingies. One line.
I play the funny fat friend.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm Jack Black, circa High Fidelity.
Really?
Yeah, which means hopefully one day I'll be Jack Black, circa School of Rock. That'd be nice, right?
That would be nice.
Then I'd never have to do this show ever again.
Does he kind of just do the same thing, though, in like every movie?
That's
did you see any Jack Black movies this year?
Yeah. Nacho Libre? Yeah, we went and saw that. No, we didn't see Nacho Libre. We saw...
Nice!
The Tenacious D and The Pick of Destiny.
How was it?
You know,
I liked it
a lot, actually.
What'd you think, sir?
I liked the Sasquatch segment.
Yeah.
Other than that, no?
No, I like Dio comes to life.
Dio's in it. That's the cool thing.
Who is?
Dio.
He's in it?
Comes alive in a poster.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Meatloaf plays
his dad. I would
imagine
that was right up your alley, that movie.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to take a break when we come back.
Metal, sir.
Celebrity trash.
It's Sarah and Ooh,
that's ponderous.
That bumper pumps me up so much, man. When I hear that, I'm just like, I feel like I'm about to like, go, like,
you should
fight
blow
a
out these candles
fight.
And turn the lights up.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Man.
All right, sorry, no name, Kevin Smith.
I just got your radio history downstairs while
I was just
going to
say, you actually...
Yet again, because that's not even the first time I've heard it, but every time it's fresh and new.
It is?
Yeah, believe me, I wasn't bored, because I'm like, all right, dude, give me again.
What happened?
He literally gave me my whole...
10-year history, of which you're a big part of, obviously. Where were you before this? How long were you in radio?
Since 19, dude. Since college,
Since
man.
He
college
was just
radio.
A young
14
kid.
Years, man.
Yeah, 14 under the belt,
College
bro.
Radio doesn't count.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it does, dude.
College radio doesn't count.
When you're talking KSU,
you're talking
the underground
person.
When you're talking to 10,000 people, that's not the same.
Are we the same, Sarah? I've been 17 years this year.
You know, I'm 89, so 18.
Same 89 is when I started.
Yeah.
Got you all beat. 19. I've been listening to radio for about 26.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
What were you doing before that?
Huge.
You didn't listen to radio when you were like 7 years old?
No.
Oh, man.
Didn't even know what a radio was.
I was all about, I was calling DJs. Days. I was so nervous.
When
to
did
call
you make
them.
Your first movie? Like, not Clerks, but I mean, just, you know, like screwing around with
my
your camera.
My first movie was Clerks.
That was it? You didn't have, like, you never screwed around with
age
anything?
Age 23. I tried to go to film school up in Vancouver, and I made a little video short, but that was about it.
Hmm.
And was also, you know what? I made.
You're right.
You know what? The documentary is actually pretty good. It was all right. We were doing it on a tranny. A transvestite, this dude who was going to become a woman, take the step and get him cut and go full throttle. Or less than full throttle.
Mm.
Go camel toe.
In throttle.
Mm-hmm. Go an innie rather.
God,
than
that's
an
so. That's just so.
But we didn't get to do the rest crazy. And it fell apart. We taped her doing like her performance on stage because those trannies, they seem to
that's
like
what
to lip sync a bit.
Sure.
Yeah, that seems to be their bag. And she dropped out. We couldn't do the interview part. And so we wound up. You know, we were going to fail because our documentary subject dropped out on us.
Docudrama.
Our docudrama.
Yeah.
We said, can we do a documentary about how our documentary fell apart? They said, whatever. And we did that. That was the only thing I did before Clerks, except even prior to that, I made a short 8-minute Super 8 film for an ex-girlfriend.
Did you did you see The Bridge, man? Speaking of docudramas and
uplifting
things.
Oh, my God,
things.
But I love that trailer.
You got to see it.
Oh, you never seen it, dude?
No, I saw the trailer online, but I didn't see it. It was playing, when it played in Los Angeles, it played at this theater for, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, and I didn't get a chance to see it. Is there actual footage of people jumping?
You
got
to see it.
Yeah.
I don't even want to. I don't even.
Would you please?
Yeah,
I would like to see
feel
that.
Feel good comedy of the year.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean,
one movie I'll never see.
I guess there was some sort of.
You got to see.
I wouldn't say controversy, but people were like, "How can you put this movie out?" And because they were literally rolling on people jumping.
And he also took some liberties with interviewing. He, you know, kind of backpedaled on, but. You know, had people talk about the people that killed themselves, and then later they find out that he actually had the footage of them jumping, and they were like, I can't
mortified.
Believe.
I'm in this movie where my friend Bill dies.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't see it, though.
I don't know.
But you heard about it.
With these guys.
That's all I could talk about for at least a good 3 months.
And it's a hometown picture because it's this
well,
bridge.
Well, sure,
here,
it's
right?
this yeah, bridge yeah, right yeah. over here.
And so nobody survives when they jump from this bridge?
No, they got a whole interview with a dude who
survived. Yeah, one dude survived.
Did he survive or was he laid up?
He's
walking around.
He's a suicide counselor now, actually.
Get out of here.
Is that ironic?
Did he jump from the low end?
No.
And he also.
What better suicide counselor than the dude that's like, you know, I tried it, but I live to tell you. Let me tell you, it's not a good idea.
He said the moment that he jumped, he said, he tried to reach back. He realized that he wanted to live.
That's in the movie?
Yeah.
Please give me this tape.
And he also had a seal that swam around him and kept him floating until the Coast Guard got there.
Shut up. Is that true?
Oh, my God. That is fantastic cinema. Where is that dude? Does he live here?
Wow. He's sure it was God. God was in that scene.
And they have footage of him jumping and surviving?
Not
please,
him. No,
please
not him.
Please tell me he's a fan of the show and he'll call up. Why didn't you have that guy in? That would be the most fascinating guest.
Well, because everyone's had him and everyone's interviewed him. It's all been done.
The dude who survived?
Yeah,
and he's kind of in the whole, like, you know, God save me. God is the guy.
Oh, it's a lot of that.
Which is fine, but...
Nah.
Look, I like Jesus. I just don't want him crammed down my throat.
He's all right with me.
Yeah.
In a moment...
Just all right with me.
We are going to play...
Dead or Alive.
Just go back to Dead or Alive, people.
Sounds so tone deaf.
But first... Perfect for the room, for the mood in here with the candles.
Birthday wish. No, not that one.
Frank Sinatra Jr. is 63. Rod Stewart, 62 today. Donald Fagen of Steely Dan fame is 59. George Foreman of The Grill is 58. Pat Benatar.
You've reduced the man to the grill.
He's
done so much more than
the grill,
that.
But still, what are most people
he's the man
for?
Who made the fronts, bro.
The grill.
It's huge.
I think Rumble in the Jungle.
Yeah, see, I'm not a boxing fan.
Boombayah.
All I know is
that
he named all his kids George Foreman.
By any stretch
of
the imagination, but you got to know that. I mean, that's without that, there is no George Foreman grill.
I only know him for the grill.
Really? Do you have the grill?
I do not, sir.
I had a grill.
And?
How was it?
It was great.
What happened to it?
I had a buddy who was like an athlete, like a professional athlete.
That was so sincere.
Yeah.
It's great.
It was. But I had a buddy who was like a professional athlete, and he would get like fined if he was over a certain percentage of body fat. So I went over to his house, and literally he just had a George Foreman grill, and you open up his refrigerator, and it was all chicken breasts.
Oh.
And he was like, dude, you hungry? I'm like, yeah. And he's like,
Let me fry you up a breast.
I would offer you all kinds of stuff, but all they have is chicken and like whole wheat bread. And I'll make you a chicken sandwich. And I was like, done in like 30 seconds.
Was it dry? Was it a dry bird?
It was delicious. No, no, I went and bought one. I was like, this is great.
But what is the idea behind it is that the fat seeps away. It's not roasting in its own fat or frying in its own fat.
Right, you're like almost squeezing it. Doesn't it fold down on the top too?
There's
so you're almost squeezing
thing,
it and then all the fat
What's the difference
down?
Between and that and, say, a barbecue grill?
I don't know.
Nothing.
It cooks the both sides and the whole drainage thing.
And you don't need like propane or an outside deck.
That's
or someplace
the difference.
If you have a condo.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
You can have a grill.
I would
it's a barbecue grill for someone without a condo. Mm-hmm.
Pat Benatar is 54. Michael Schenker.
Hit me with your best shot.
Is 52.
Michael
Who's that?
Schenker.
Scorpions, UFO guitarist. Really?
No. Nope.
You don't know who the Scorpions are?
I know who the Scorpions are. I don't know. I did
Michael
not
Schenker,
know that
the
Michael
Flying
Schenker
V? The guy with the Flying V?
Was no. he also
the
in
guy that's on the cover of freaking Blackout with the forks in his eyes?
In MSG.
That's the dude?
Yeah.
Or is that his brother?
No name would know. The Michael Schenker group. Oh, MSG, the Michael Schenker group. It was
that him. You know that's a painted cover, right?
Something in a Rudolph Schenker?
That's not a photo. That,
well, this
that
guy was in the Scorpions.
Him with the forks in his eyes?
That is a painting, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That dude, what's his name? Gottfried Helmlein is the painter.
Yeah.
He did like that James Dean painting, Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Really?
You're so funny. He's like, Michael Schenker, I have no idea.
Yes.
But I know who painted the picture
because
and what
he,
else
he's done. That dude did a massive portrait of my child that is about...
Oh.
The size of this wall.
Yeah,
you've
did,
seen
oh.
it in the house.
Yeah.
Like, but turn it up on its upside. If this
How
wall
did you...
was... I keep pointing to the wall and nobody in radio can...
It does.
Let's say
it's like 12
about,
by 10.
It's yeah, neat, it's, but when you walk in the house, it's a little like, you
wow.
know whose house this is.
It's
okay.
massive.
How much do you pay to commission a work by this guy?
You know, Sarah, I don't
want
to alienate
know.
Myself from the audience.
You're not. They believe me,
you.
They know you're rich
dude,
already.
Dude, yesterday you said you had a $40,000 rug.
So what did you pay?
I could barely scrape up money for a $2,000 motorcycle.
May I... Let me throw a few disclaimers out there.
My life dream, dude, cost, like, I could have bought, how many do the math, Sarah, for me? 40? 40 of my life dreams for a rug that's in this guy's house.
20.
20, whatever.
20 of them.
That's excellent math. You're
actually, you could have just bought your actual life dream, which is a motorcycle that runs.
I could have bought two of them.
Exactly.
I could have bought two Victory
and
Vegas 8-ball
a trailer.
For a rug. In this
so, anyway,
house.
A trailer
how much,
to hitch to the back of the bike or a trailer to put the bike
to
on?
To put the bike on. How much did you pay to have this famous artist, you commissioned a painting of your daughter? A 10-foot by 8-foot painting.
It's massive.
It's massive.
Thank God we have the wall for it. Like, we got a lot of high ceilings in that house. It was, if you're going to spend money on something like that, like kind of an heirloom piece, kind of a piece that'll
you think your kid's really gonna want that,
outlive
dude?
Us. I maybe not, no. but it's
but they
not
want
for her.
It. How
for
old is she?
It really freezes
painting.
Her in time, man. Because when she's like 15 and
bringing boys home,
horrible, yeah, to her mother and sleeping with all
you
manner
look at the picture,
of jerks.
At the picture.
I'll be like, I remember that kid.
Yeah.
If she takes a knife to it, though, oh man, you know,
oh.
like gets all pissed one day. She's like, F you, Silent Bob. And
come on,
right
sir, get with it.
You're gonna find like stains on it from her boyfriend.
Oh,
like, ah, look at on your face.
Oh, totally.
Oh.
I can see it, dude. He's gonna be like, look, your parents aren't home. Let's do it in front of your painting.
Let's all guess how much.
And then he wipes
he
his hand.
He paid to commission this. I will say, an artist who clearly is famous. I'm gonna say. $75,000.
Interesting guess.
Higher.
I would say $200,000.
Okay.
Interesting guess.
I was gonna say a quarter.
Quarter of a million?
You're
all wrong.
What is it?
$100,000.
$100,000.
$100,000. It was, and it was kind of
$100,000. I thought
kind of a tough call because I was just like, man, that's like that.
That's insane.
$100,000 of those dollars.
Yeah, but that's a guy insane. Like that's an investment, you know?
No,
is
not.
It though?
Who the hell's
gonna
want to buy a
painting
of his
daughter?
What do you think makes up all the art in the museums? People who had paintings commissioned of their family and stuff like that.
You're telling me that you think in the future?
Yes. 200 years from now, my kid's face can be hanging in somebody's museum,
and someone will have just paid $70 million.
Dude, that's how I had to cognitively. Reframe it in order to make it work for me.
So you and your wife had a conversation that went something like this. Hey, I want to get a painting done of our daughter. Hey, I want to get a big painting done of our daughter.
It was more like this. We had bought a Gottfried Helmlein piece prior to that, this giant Mickey Mouse painting called Blue Mickey, or Midnight Mickey it was called.
Ooh.
And it's just a photo. He paints photorealistic, as you know,
like
from
the
that
Scorpions.
Cover. As you know from the cover of the Scorpions album.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get back to the Scorpions, Kevin. The whole thing about the paintings and your kids is...
Let's do it, sir. Round and round.
The Scorpions
sir.
Do have the greatest album cover of all time. The record's called Animal Magnetism. It was the German version. A girl in the back of a limousine with her top off, and a guy with must be 7 pounds of bubble gum stuck to her breast and attached to his hand.
Mm.
Awesome. That's like back when album covers like Pink Floyd, The Guy on Fire, and all that
crap. Tells a story. That album cover tells a story.
All that bubble gum.
Sure. Sticky.
Tasty.
Okay.
All right.
Sean Colvin's 51. Brad Roberts, the guy
Sean Colvin, the singer.
That's
the woman
right.
singer.
That's correct.
Sonny Came Home.
Sonny Came Home.
Yes.
And Brad Roberts, the singer for the Crash Test Dummies.
Oh.
Yeah, I did the Superman song.
He is 43 years old.
Canadian. That dude sounded 50 when he sang that song.
I agree
with
that
guy
you.
Have a deeper
surprised.
Voice?
Like
no
that.
Way.
Once there was a man who had a deep voice and his early
I'm shocked that you pulled the melody of that song, let
Dude,
alone kind of got the first
I,
few lyrics.
I DJ'd in alternative radio. That song was crammed down my effing throat.
Six times a day.
I was forced to go see those guys at the Warfield, the most boring show I've ever seen in my life. I literally felt like walking into people and like slapping them, going, will you wake up? If this is your favorite band, show some enthusiasm, breathe, open your eyes.
Is it three people? It's like him and a chick and a dude.
It's a chick and a dude, yeah.
I was trying to be into it. I was trying to get the vibe, and I'm like, people are just talking. They're just having conversations, like being in the lobby of a movie. It's like, dude, your favorite...
Paid to get in here, right?
The boring show. Them and Toad the Wet Sprocket together.
Oh. Throw a little gin blossoms
Toad
in there,
Sprocket
dude.
Is,
I like Toad.
Is all I want. Is
yeah.
That, is that them?
Yeah, yeah, I love
it. We spotted the ocean.
Bring back the Spin Doctors. Yeah.
At least they put
if
on a show.
Want to be my man, you know. Just go ahead now. That sounds like a real Alice tune. Do you guys play that a lot?
Not anymore.
It's but time you did. To go toe-to-toe with No Name in a game of...
Dead or Alive!
I'm locked in.
What are you going to do? All right.
Just get rid of that tape, would you?
So we're going to play with
like
Tim.
Dead or Alive!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Timmy.
Hey.
All right.
Well, you can't get a word in there, can you?
No, nobody can, really.
Hey, No Name, Happy New Year. Welcome back, Sarah. Happy New Year.
And happy motorcycle.
Right, Kevin, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, sir.
Hey, by the way, Kevin, I'm a fellow filmmaker. If you go to YouTube, you can check out my my movie, Piggy in the Pipe.
Right on.
Piggy in the Pipe.
And,
write that down. I like YouTube.
Do
you guys see Dick in the Box?
I think you'll like it. What's that? Maddie, you'll especially like it.
I bet I will.
Just Piggy in the Pipe.
All right.
I'll
Tim?
All right.
Gosh, I got some
Let's go.
Let's let No Name answer first on these, okay? This is an epic battle today, guys. I do have six. As opposed to the normal four. I don't know what I was thinking, because Kevin will never let us get through this game, however.
Do you hear me saying a word, an effing word? I've been quiet the whole time, contemplating
you know
Piggy in a Pipe.
Okay.
Pig in a Pipe or Piggy in a Pipe, sir?
Piggy and a Pipe.
Piggy
and
a Pipe.
A pipe.
Mm. Yeah. Piggy in a Pipe was a little more captivating. I'll check it out, though.
Dead.
All right. You just have to get past the first, like, 15 seconds.
You
like,
ready? Here we go.
Give it a minute.
All we right. will, Tim. Done quiet. We're trying to get past
you.
The first right. 15 seconds of this game. Sal Mineo. Or Mineo, if you prefer.
If I win this game, Maddie's getting a gift. So what you know.
What do I get?
You're getting a prize if you
yeah.
win.
Okay. Dead.
Sal Mineo, you say dead,
yes.
Tim?
I say alive.
I'm sorry. He is, in fact, dead.
Yeah!
Rebel without a cause, giant Exodus born on the state in 1939.
Didn't he die under... Yeah, he was under suspicious circumstances.
That should have tipped it off. But.
Jerry Wexler.
Alive.
I got to go dead again.
I'm sorry. He is, in fact, alive. That is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame producer.
I should have saved up in shame now, but...
Founded Atlantic Records, 90 years old today. Frank James.
Dead.
Alive.
Sorry, he's dead. That's Jesse James' brother.
Correct. I should have started the James game.
Linda Lovelace.
I think she's... Oh, man, this is a tough one, dude. I think she's alive.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she's alive.
No, I'm sorry. She's dead.
She's dead.
She's dead.
I just saw her in a documentary.
No, she died.
1949, she was born.
Yeah, but when did she die?
She committed suicide, didn't she?
I really don't know. Yeah. I wish they'd give me more info.
She's the one from...
The Green Door. Behind the Green
no,
Door.
No, that's Marilyn Chambers. She's Deep Throat.
Deep Throat.
There you go.
I saw her in that documentary that they did on
I
Deep
thought
Throat.
That dude up in Nevada was Deep Throat.
Inside Deep Throat, it was
yeah,
called.
Yeah, he was.
She must have... Did she just die recently?
It was a couple years ago.
That's right. She's in the doc, but she's not interviewed in the doc. She became an activist, like a women's
activist.
Oh, yeah,
activist. Big time.
Yeah,
big
totally.
Time.
She didn't like porn at the end.
Jim Croce.
Dead.
Alive.
He is dead. Sorry.
Oh, that's right.
He's so dead.
And finally, not that it matters, Ray Bolger.
Ray Bolger's alive.
No.
Dead.
You're on the board, Tim.
Oh,
you got
I'm
a point.
On the board.
He was
no
the
way.
Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz. Not enough to win the game, though, by a score 4-1.
What's my present? Oh, I like my present.
Oh, what's your present?
Nothing, nothing, nothing.
What is that?
Something, little snoochie poochie.
Little herbal is refreshment syrup.
Oh, where'd you get that? Your friend Miles?
No.
I don't care where you got it. I'm just glad I have it.
If the authorities are listening, I just want to alert you to the presence of
No.
I thought it was a condom.
A lot of times.
He did. He gave him a condom because the next break, those two are going to go in the bathroom. And
it's kind of weird, actually.
I get my real present.
Like, when I meet
people. Clean handy.
Like if I'm down the street and somebody's like, hey, I recognize. They always give me drugs. It's always weird.
They really? I get a lot of, hey, you want to get high? But nobody hands me
drugs. People just hand me bags of drugs, and I go, thanks, man. And then I give it to Matt.
Good father.
And then I flush it down the toilet.
Chopped liver over here?
Immediately.
He's more of a stoner than you are.
That's true, but I don't have any good stuff at home.
I have nothing right now.
Oh, really? All right, fine.
Scraping.
Is that some sort of
tutorial? And you did give me my birthday present 2 years in a row.
There's more of that, you know, if you need it, man. If you know what I'm saying.
Here's a little taste for free.
What was your birthday present 2 years ago?
I'll tell you off the air.
Really?
Yeah, No Name's... it was the best birthday present I ever got when I turned 39, and he did a repeat performance for my 40th, which much, much appreciated.
If you give somebody a good gift, just keep giving the same
gift. Just give the same gift.
He played that game where he drops his pants and tries to get aroused without touching it.
Exactly.
He did. And
in front of her kids.
Right in front of my kids. They loved it. It's hilarious. Okay, if we had time to get to stories, I'd tell you about Suzanne Summers' house being burned down. We'd talk about...
Thank you, Thighmaster.
We talk about Stephen Colbert.
What about him?
Jerry Orbach's eyes. We don't have time.
Jerry Orbach's eyes went to somebody?
Oh, yeah. Two different women.
Be
his corneas.
Our guest. Be our guest. Put my eyes in your head.
Alice, every day.
Rewards. Word of the day. Word of the day.
The word of the day is supported by Wheelworks. New tires and brakes couldn't be easier.
Hey, everyone. It's Hooman.
Hey, Hooman.
And you're
what,
Alice.
We have no interns? Wow, we must need interns. Email Maddie
Kevin
at RadioAlice.com.
Smith do it, man.
Hey, Kevin, what's our Alice Everyday Rewards word of the day?
That would have to be coconut.
Spell it.
Spell coconut?
Yeah.
C-O-C-O-N-U-T. I actually had to look because I thought it was a tricky word.
Use it in a sentence.
One of the best times I ever had was alone with a tube of Vaseline and a coconut.
Go to RadioAlice.com, plug in the word coconut, get 2,000 points.
Thank you, Hooman. Good job. KLLC San Francisco. In a moment, we're going to play Dead or Alive, whatever the other game is we play.
Guess the celebrity.
800-400-FM-97.
And tell Ray to hold. I believe the record's Love Drive. And I know Michael Schenker, Rudolph.
And Linda Lovelace just got an email in. She from Vola. Weird name. Car accident.
Oh? That's how she went.
All right, first strike. You know, Ray can hold on. We'll take it.
She was a little busy. I don't think at the end she was interested in members at all, male members. She had no patience for it.
Well, listen, when you do something for a living so long, you start to get sick of it.
But she only really did that one, man. That was it. And she did other. And that was in a period where you could do a porno and still maybe, you know, get another job doing other acting and whatnot.
Huh?
Now, there was.
Can't do that anymore?
No more. I mean, Jenna Jameson, but that doesn't really count.
They did it at the O'Farrell. That movie.
Did
I believe.
They?
Yes.
I think you're thinking of Behind the Green Doors. That's the brothers, right?
Yeah,
the two
brothers. Okay. Yeah. All right, and now the traffic, which is brought to you by BART. Is it on time, Kathy?
Yes, it is on
perfect.
Time, as
Take
a matter of fact.
Away.
Weather partly cloudy, highs in the 50s. It's 7:03. I'm Kathy in the KCBS Traffic Center on Alice at 97.3.
Thanks, Kathy.
Welcome.
Captain Smith is hanging out with us here in the studio.
Hey, Kevin!
Still.
He's What's about up? To star in the new Jennifer Garner movie, Catch and Release. When is that opening?
January 26th, but let's be honest, I didn't come here to pimp it. Although
Are you
I'm
nervous
happy
about it, though, a little
it.
Bit?
Not
big
at all.
Big opening coming up, man.
It's not my picture. It's her picture.
That's right. If it
all,
fails,
it's all
not
on
your
her
problem.
Shoulders.
She's,
totally.
It's going to be huge.
You think
because,
so?
Yeah, well, Jennifer Garner, I mean, 13 going on 30 was huge.
Well, I
people
mean,
went and saw
that. $60 million.
It was, you don't think that's huge for just a little chick flick?
I guess.
What was the budget on this one?
On this one, I think 30 or something like that.
$30 million.
Yeah. And Timothy Oliphant's in it, right? Too.
Tim Oliphant's
he's
in that
awesome.
Picture. And he's also in Die Hard 4, so I was in that with... I've been in two Oliphant pictures.
Are you guys buddies now?
Thus far. Not in as
Has
much as like
house?
I've been to his... No. Ugh. No. And we actually got into it. We had a little friction. Yeah. Oh, just one day on the set. It was kind of weird. But
did you guys make up?
You know that Sheriff Bullock? You can't mess with Sheriff
We've
Bullock.
We've since made up. I actually referenced that show in the middle of our fight.
Oh, really?
Where I was like, this ain't dead when you ain't the sheriff, so back off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He got defensive of Jennifer because there was a moment where I was being a bit... belligerent's too tough a word, but I was disagreeing with Jennifer. in a car. It was four of us in a car. It was me, Garner, Oliphant, and Sam Jaeger, and another guy in the picture. And waiting for magic hour. That's when, like, you know, the sun goes down, but it's not
quite
down.
Perfect
lighting.
Right.
Perfect lighting.
Sure.
So we're sitting in the car waiting for that, and just, you know, they wouldn't let us get out of the car because if the shot, you know, if there was great cloud cover, boom, we could go. So we wound up being stuck in this car together for like an hour.
And you lost it. You became unraveled.
Claustrophobic,
man? Someone was farting? What was it?
It was so, God, it was a twisted personal tale. There was a girl who works for Ben's assistant, and Ben, of course, is involved with Jennifer Garner. And they're married now. They have a kid.
True.
Back then, the kid was just a zygote. Ben's assistant is very good friends with my wife, and her birthday had come and passed, and Ben, I think, had forgotten it at that point. So we'd kind of got, me and Garner got into this kind of debate over whether it's the person whose birthday it is, their responsibility to remind people it's their birthday,
mm-hmm.
or if it's your responsibility.
And what is your
I'm not
going to
say where the, you know, who took what position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say I took the most logical one.
Which person's birthday to remind?
No. Heavens no. It's like
crazy.
You got to remember somebody's birthday.
Well, if it's your assistant, somebody that does everything for you,
how are you supposed to remember that?
And, you know, the dude was monumentally busy at the moment. He just kind of, it slipped by him. He didn't notice. And, you know, what do you have an assistant for but to remind you, hey, it's my birthday.
It's
this birthday, that person's birthday. But you don't, it's a little gauche to be like, hey, by the way, it's my birthday today. So we got into a debate about that, and
you got belligerent, dude. You snapped.
I didn't get belligerent, but I was just like, she was kind of
heated.
More forgiving of her boyfriend.
You should take that crap
naturally, and I was just the guy who was just like, no, you can't say that
piece
word.
He's a poopy.
Pee whipped.
PR, and then, you know,
a prike.
Yes.
Yes.
I said maybe it's just because he's a prike. And she was just like, well, I don't know about that. I was like, I do. I've known him longer than you. It was really petty. It was really petty.
You pulled out the I've known him longer than you.
My claws came out.
And so then the other guy.
I've had sex with him, too.
Well, then it settled down. It went no further than that because it was just like, you know, she was like, whatever.
Silent treatment.
No. We kept talking.
Yeah?
She was fine. But then Oliphant had been kind of quiet the whole time, and he was sitting in the back reading a book, sitting next to, like, him and Garner in the back seat, me and Sam Jaeger in the front seat. And then Tim, at a certain point, just gets up out of the car and, like, slams the door and walks away. And we were all like, wow, he got out of here in a hurry and whatnot. And he came back, and he had a handful of peanuts, I guess, from, like, craft service. And he came back to the car, and I was just like, dude, what, he just suddenly felt the need to get some protein? You just got out of here in a hurry, man. What's, you need to rock a fist of peanuts? And he was just like, no, I just find you really annoying. He did, and I was just so stunned by that. I was like, what do I say to that?
Because when you got done the film, you told me how much you loved him. How great, or at least acting-wise.
Yeah, totally, we got
you know,
over
what a great actor he is.
I love, I mean, even if, like, we had never gotten over that fight, because I've never really dealt with that, man. And for the first time...
Someone saying that you're annoying?
Or somebody just being like...
You can't
like,
do radio,
right
dude.
In your face.
No. Somebody being, like, in my face about it.
You're sitting in a car and you're not going anywhere.
Totally. And also, I was just this is none of your business, dude. I was having a discussion with her.
But
about
I was
people
right
you don't
her.
Even know. And,
right.
like, what do you... So I got kind of tight about it. It was the first time I ever thought... About
somebody.
Punching somebody
yeah.
in my life.
Oh,
and
the
so,
first time in your life
first
you ever thought
life.
About punching
so
someone?
So for the next 2 days, I was just like, man, I should do something. I should go prison on
it
this
really
dude
bothered
to
you.
Establish dominance and stuff.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm looking
yeah.
around at chairs on the set going like,
which
we should just
throw?
Pick up a chair and hit Tim with it
it's
and just, then deal with the fallout later on.
Awesome. Do you think some of this has to do with the fact that on this set, you're just another actor?
No, it wasn't really? An ego thing like that. No, not at all. It was just like, dude, don't jump up in a conversation that you had no part of. And like, I wasn't talking to you. We were arguing, her and I, and we were barely arguing, but like, we were having a debate about,
right.
you know, whether or not it's the birthday thing. So
that's
I said, so
topic.
We didn't speak. We didn't
yes.
speak for like
we
2 days.
You know,
and stuff.
I can picture you and I having it. You and me.
Totally, totally. 2 days
that
we didn't speak and stuff like. It was, I gave
silly.
Him silent treatment. I'm looking at chairs, looking for the nearest chair. Just going, I'm gonna hit him over the head with a chair. And then finally, he was just
go
like...
Go for a bottle, dude.
You think so?
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't do it was because I didn't want to slow down production.
Mess with the space,
and I wasn't even afraid of, like... Because I was like, if I hit him with the chair, there's no way he's getting back up and hitting me. I really put so much thought into it.
Dude.
It was weird, but he came up to me and he was like, "We should talk about this." And he was just like, "Look, this is just how I feel. I felt like you were going at her a little hard, and it was kind of awkward. And it was just, we were locked in that car, and I didn't want to sit there and listen to it." And I said, "Look, I respect that, dude, but you know, this ain't Deadwood, and you ain't the sheriff. So next time, just don't get up in
don't
my grill
pipe,
about
don't
it.
Get all yeah. uppity, man.
Totally.
Pipe the F down, dude."
And, he apologized, and I apologized. And we were ever more after that, it was fine. But I've never gotten into any friction.
Man.
It was kind of strange.
That's your violent story.
A Kevin Smith story, everyone.
Wow.
A mere violent Kevin Smith story. It's Allison 97.3. Kevin Smith is sitting here. We are so late at this point. Dick, you ready to play Guess the Celebrity?
Wow, that was a long story.
Yeah, hey, it worked.
First time caller in 2007.
Right on, Dick. Hey, Sarah, I can just see, like, you know, Kevin sitting around a bunch of dudes. Like, one time I got stabbed in the eye. Like, you know, everyone telling their fight stories. And Kevin's like, well, one time, dude. This guy got all uppity on the shoot. I told him he wasn't the sheriff.
And I thought about,
I thought about hitting him.
I really thought about hitting him with a chair.
I considered weapons to use. All right,
awesome.
Human. Hit us, baby. Hey. Who's Human is coming up, by the way.
Hey, Dick, you get a pair of tickets to see Legally Blonde, the musical, Tuesday, January 3rd at the Golden Gate Theater.
Seriously, that's a surprise.
January 3rd?
23rd.
Terrific.
January
23rd. Oh, 23rd. Okay.
You going to go?
Yes. Don't put him on the spot now. He'll take his girl. Here we go.
All right, good luck, everyone. Your category is any musician that was big in the 80s.
David Coverdale.
I suffer from bipolar disorder.
Rick Astley.
Everybody.
Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Oh, Boy George.
In 1998,
George Michael appeared
on the soundtrack of Babe, Pig in the City. Not as a composer, but as a singer.
Pat Benatar.
Of a song called That'll Do. I dated Roseanne Arquette.
Travis Tritt.
My greatest commercial.
Nikki Sixx.
My greatest commercial success came with the album called So.
And Peter Gabriel.
Peter
Gabriel. I win.
Roseanne Arquette.
No, you didn't hang up on him, did you?
Oh, I did. Tammy still. Yeah, I did. Call back, Tim. Get those tickets.
That's all what right. you get for saying
Dick,
it was a long story, Tim.
We're going head to head here.
You get cut
all right,
off.
Here we go.
All right, Kevin, please don't ruin this double down question. In 1989. A soundtrack was released that many people consider to be the climax of my work.
Can I answer this one?
No, you can't.
You might have to.
Kevin Smith referred to the movie which the soundtrack was written for twice yesterday.
Passion of the Christ?
No, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Sarah, for the steal.
Temptation of Christ?
It is the Temptation of the Christ.
No, that's wrong, too.
Last
the title
temptation
is The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh, she got Temptation.
I knew
what
movie it was.
Doesn't matter, man. On Jeopardy, she'd be a loser.
Ding, ding.
All judges right. rule again.
Judges,
fine.
Judges.
All right, let's just
let's go to the judges.
We're taking a break. We'll be back. It's 7:12. Who's Human is right around the corner.
Alice brings in the new year.
Sleep train.
Yeah.
No sales tax right now, which is great.
Can't beat
it's
that.
A big
man.
Discount off that mattress. That's the thing, you know. I'm so annoyed by sales tax. Like, oh, I'm paying this for that.
I'm annoyed by every tax. Check out fairtax.org, everyone. Wake up, America. Stop being robbed every paycheck by this damn government. What's wrong with you?
And wake up on a sleep train mattress.
Exactly.
They clearly get it.
That's what it is, man. Everyone's so tired they don't realize what's going on.
That's right.
Dance, monkeys, dance.
Yes.
That's all I could say. Just watching you guys.
Get it.
In these mattresses. Dance, monkeys, dance.
Hey, tell you something, Mr. Smith. I know you know everything, but you don't know the joy of a sleep train mattress.
You don't know.
Sir.
You do not know.
I don't. I bought a much more expensive mattress at this other mattress. Storage, I probably should.
Well, you probably wasted your money.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I got a better quality.
Well,
better
if they
price.
Would toss me a free mattress like you guys,
yo,
then perhaps
sleep
I could
train will be
get on board.
Anyone's price
get on board
on any
sleep train.
Comparable mattress by 5%.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
and for full 90 days and money back guarantee. Did that place that you know custom made your freaking bed for you? Did they give you a 90-day money back guarantee?
I literally did have my bed custom made. I didn't. My wife did.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that and the $100,000 portrait. I guess
toss,
we can't all be Kevin Smith, can we?
Toss
most
me
of
a
us
mattress,
need to
man.
Save the
I'll
sales
jump on
tax.
Board the sleep train.
Free same day delivery.
That's right.
Get
free,
out of here.
Free setup. Remove of your old crappy mattress. That's called customer service, Kevin.
Right. So when they take a no-name older mattress out of the house to replace it, do they eBay it, you think?
Probably.
You think so?
No,
you probably
just,
sent to a lab for DNA
send
samples.
It to mattress heaven.
So there are many more no names walking around than you know about
exactly.
Right now.
What's the number, no name?
1-800-378-BED.